5 years ago today, white nationalists descended on Charlottesville, Virginia. Two state troopers were killed when their helicopter patrolling the rally crashed. And 32-year-old Heather Heyer was murdered. You may remember her name. About 1:45 that afternoon, she was in a crowd of counter-protesters on 4th Street downtown. It's a narrow, one-way street. And that is when an avowed neo-Nazi in a Dodge Challenger deliberately sped into the crowd. 5 years on, Heather's mother, Susan Breaux, joins me on that street.
He sat there a minute, he backed up, and then he sped forward across two speed bumps into a crowd of counter-protesters.
Bodies flew. At least 19 were injured, and Heather Heyer died. Afterward, her mother started the Heather Heyer Foundation, supporting high schoolers continuing their education. Recently, Susan Breaux shut down the foundation, she says, to focus on her chronic health issues.
We're coming up on 5 years. How are you doing?
I have good days and bad. The month before is always really hard. And I wrote a piece about grief a couple years ago, how it comes in waves. And that's typical for everybody who's lost somebody, not just me by any means. But sometimes the waves are really high, and sometimes the waves are shallow, and sometimes you're just aware they're lapping at your ankles. But when you've lost a child, you always have that sense of loss, but you do learn to live and go on despite it. I mean, it's either that or die, and I chose not to die. I chose to keep going.
Has the city done much, anything to recognize Heather in this location, this intersection, this street?
I don't want Heather recognized any more than she is. She got too much attention as it was. Heather was just there to walk and support that day. She was not an organizer. She simply wanted to walk in support of the young ladies in her office that day who were also marching. And way too much attention has been given to Heather. I had to fend off people who wanted a park named after her or a statue in her honor. I said she wouldn't want it. I don't want it. I think naming the street after her is really all that needs to happen. And what we need to focus on going forward is the issues that led to her murder, and that is to combat white supremacy, institutionalized white supremacy, to combat racism, to combat division, find ways to make life equitable for everyone. Those are the things that she stood for. Those are the things that she died for. She didn't die for a statue.
And where is Charlottesville in equity and justice today?
Struggling. It's struggling. I remember meeting people from Ferguson right after Heather was murdered, and I asked them how was Ferguson doing, and they said struggling. 10 years later, they were still struggling, and Charlottesville is doing some of that.
Struggling how? Like how, when you say the city is struggling, what do you mean?
Housing is still a major issue for communities of color. Policing is still a major issue for communities of color. I just see all the same issues that they had before 2017 still being issues. But I will also add, I don't live here. I don't participate in government here. I read about it. I get the publications by email, but I'm not part of this community. I'm not involved.
Though as far as where you want things to go, either in your neighborhood or in the state of Virginia, on equity issues, hate, is Greater Charlottesville, is the country in a better place right now?
It's hard for me to say because I'm white and I have privilege, even though I'm not a socioeconomic, even considered middle class, I still have that privilege. So for me, it's hard to say. I mean, we still see the killings. We still see the murders. We still have gun violence. So I don't know if things are better or not. We're pretty severely divided as a country right now. And we have to figure out how to talk to one another. But there's so much animosity, so much throwing out name-calling and ugly slurs and ugly attitudes. It's really hard to walk past that and walk around that to get to know people, to get to trust people. Not too many people where I live feel the same way I feel about things, but they tolerate me and we get along and we talk about stuff. We don't talk about those issues, but we talk about ordinary stuff. We just have to be able to see the humanity in one another, because once people start dividing into us and them, that's when parents have to bury their children.
Does it seem to you that, to some commentators who kind of watch this for a living, this alt-right hate, this extremism, is arguably becoming mainstreamed? As in the last 5 years. What do you think?
Fully intentional. And they'd make no bones about it.
Do you think about how we got here and how Charlottesville 2017 fits into it?
Movements like these tend to arise when communities are frustrated economically and they start looking for excuses and people to blame. They start looking for scapegoats. We've seen this pattern again and again in history. And then people are all too eager to follow somebody else's solution.
I wonder, what is it like, for the rest of your life, you will be Heather Heyer's mom?
Which is funny, because when I taught school, she said, I'm always Ms. Heyer's daughter, Ms. Heyer's daughter. I said, well, she's got it even now.
On one hand, you have a platform as Heather Heyer's mother. Is there a cost? Is there a burden also to being Heather Heyer's mother? You're a public person now.
Yeah, I try not to cuss as much as I used to. I got called out for that a few times. I have loved meeting people. I have loved traveling. I have loved being able to make a difference in the world. But it was the cost of someone so dear to me that I would rather have her back than have any of that happen. But I don't want to take away the good in the world that it caused too. Her murderer did serious harm to the white supremacy movement for a while. And in some aspects, it's still doing that. Not just her murder, but the car attack and the whole weekend. You know, there are people still being sued. Heck, I've still got a lawsuit going. Not looking for any money out of it, just trying to stop people from doing stuff. So it's interesting. I'm a big science fiction fan, and I often think about alternate realities. How would that work here? But it is what it is, and we go forward from here.
Yeah.
You know, I've been to the White House. I've been to speak to a House subcommittee. I just went to the DOJ this year. Those things wouldn't have happened had I not lost my daughter, but I'd still rather have her back.
Of course. Well, this is a bit of a science fiction thought experiment question. When you look at the world through Heather's eyes on these questions of equity and race and hate, what world do those eyes see today?
Oh, she's always skeptical. She's always prodding people. Like I said, she's not quiet. She doesn't rest in peace. She rests in power. I often hear from people that they got this nudge from Heather or that nudge from Heather, or they felt like something came together because of Heather. She's very active and involved in our thought processes and our hearts and how we approach things.
Susan Breaux is Heather Heyer's mom.